Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to worship here at Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether it's your first time here visiting with us or whether you've been coming your whole life, we are so glad that you're worshiping here with us today. Before we get started, we have a few announcements. You may have noticed that Melissa is not here. She's over preaching at Laurelton today, and so I get to be here with you all. And so are there any announcements that anybody would like to share today? Things going on in the life of the church? Nothing. All right, I think we've hit our summer slump right now. Well, people leave tomorrow for Triennium, and then a couple weeks for the Senior High Work Project, so if you aren't already signed up, it's too late. I'm out of announcements. Let us worship God together.
Please stand for the call to worship. The kingdom of God is like a treasure hidden in a field. The kingdom of God is like a net that catches fish of every kind. The kingdom of God is open to God's people.
Thank you. Please join me in the prayer of confession. We confess that we often forget to see possibilities in the world around us, become bogged down by the sorrows in our lives, and let ourselves become paralyzed. For every time we could reach out to our neighbors and did not, we are sorry. For every time we could build your kingdom, give us the strength to serve you well. Amen. Join me in the words of assurance. The truth of God's amazing love is this. Christ offers us forgiveness when we sin and the chance to become new holy people. Now that you are forgiven, thanks be to God. Amen.
Now will the children please come forward and join me up front? All right, I might need some backup. Thanks, guys. All right, here we go. So what's this? Yep. There we go. All right. Yep, I picked this tomato from the GPC garden this morning. Don't worry, it was from my plot. So question, how big is a tomato plant? How big? 2-3 feet? All right, so yeah, like about here? Yeah? How wide is it? This big? Yeah, Carrie's got the right idea. The ones out there are getting huge. They're starting to take over. So I need someone who's willing to get a little messy right now. Who wants to get messy? You're going to do it? All right. I need you to get me a tomato seed out of this thing. You found it? All right. All right, take a look. Can you guys see that? What about, can the congregation see that okay? No, not at all. Okay, here. I brought you paper towels. There we go. See? It's tiny. So this whole week, our junior high mission team has been doing lots of little things, teeny tiny things that add up into huge things and huge ways to help people. And just like these teeny tiny seeds can make big tomato bushes, when you do good things for people, it can make a big difference in the world. You think you can try doing some little things? All right, let's go ahead and pray together. All right, repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for giving us seeds and making big things happen. Amen. All right, going back.
The first reading of the Word is Psalm 145, verses 1 through 13. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall laud your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate. The might of your awesome deeds shall be proclaimed, and I will declare your greatness. They shall celebrate your fame of your abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all that he has made. All of your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your faithful shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom, and tell of your power. To make known all of your people your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom, Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations.
I will come to you in the silence. I will lift you from all your fear. I will hear your voice. I will bet my choice and know I am near. I am home for all who are hopeless. I am eyes for all who long to see. In the shadow of the night, I will be your light. Come and rest in me. Do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me, I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine. I am strength for all the despairing, healing for the ones who dwell in shame. All the blind will see, the lame will all run free, and all will know my name. Do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me, I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine. I am the word that leads all to freedom. I am the peace the world cannot give. I will call your name, embracing all your pain. Stand up, now walk and live. Do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me, I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine. I love you and you are mine.
Our second scripture reading today comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 26 to 34. Listen now for God's word. Jesus also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground, and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, and the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. Friends, this is God's word for us today. Thanks be to God. This seems like the right time of year to use a lot of gardening parables to talk about God, because things are growing around Rochester. Our GPC community garden is overflowing with bushy lettuce plants and branches that are dipping down to the ground under the weight of so many tomatoes. Even my plot has done well, and Philip and I are not gardening experts. I haven't always had that much luck with gardening, especially when I lived in Chicago. There's just only so many places to plant. There, the best places for growing vegetables were these little round planters right outside my apartment that had been left by previous tenants. I carefully planted lots of little root vegetables, carrots and beets and radish seeds, right under the surface. Then I sat back and waited. I watered the planters, and eventually these tiny green shoots broke the soil. They grew and they grew, and they did not look like beet greens or carrot tops. I waited patiently, but when the green shoots became stems and put out tiny buds, I had to give up and dig up the plants. I found all of my seeds, ungrown, and underneath them a big old iris bulb. The people who lived in the apartment before us had planted irises, and they popped right back to life that spring. My roommates were extremely grateful I hadn't tried to make them eat flowers, calling them sad beets, and we replanted the beautiful irises. They made the apartment building a brighter place. People would stop by to chat about our tiny little blossoms. It wasn't the garden I'd planned on, but it was the garden God gave us. This past week, 11 youth and a rotating support team of adult advisors been part of GPC's Junior High Work Project. Our devotional theme this week was Building the Kingdom of God. So together we read Christ's parables about God's kingdom. We learned that the kingdom isn't just a faraway place in the afterlife. Instead, God's kingdom is being built all around us when we serve Christ and help shape the world into a place that matches God's dream for it. There is no doubt that Rochester is part of God's beloved world, that it is our responsibility to work together and shape it into God's kingdom. We can help build the kingdom here, just like we pray in the Lord's Prayer every week, on earth as it is in heaven. We had youth from churches all around the Rochester area serve together this week. Some of them are out in their churches this Sunday, sharing what they did this past week. And some of them came here to worship with us. There were some differences. We compared different favorite hymns for this service and introduced a few junior highs to the marvel that is Lugia's ice cream portions. One thing that we all knew we already agreed on was the passage from the Lord's Prayer. Your kingdom come, on earth as it is in heaven, though, is not very specific. What is God's kingdom like? How can we tell whether we're doing our part and making the right choices? To help fill in the blanks and draw us a better picture of God's kingdom, Jesus told his apostles parables. These parables painted tiny little pictures about God's plan for the world and how we could make them today's reality. They were images that we could read during devotions and then carry out into the city as we served each day. Today's gospel passage contains two of those parables that we shared this week. Jesus told his followers that the kingdom of God was like the miracle of seeds growing. A gardener may make plans for their seeds, but in the end, only God knows what will happen. The other advisors and I definitely know that feeling. In youth ministry, only God knows what's going to happen next. We have some of the same service opportunities year after year for our junior high work project, But each year, the results that we have and the people we meet can be very different. We plant the seeds of love of God and our youth together as a church. We support our youth with picnics and Sunday school lessons, through choir rehearsals and fun overnights. Sometimes we think of our youth, especially the junior highs, as tiny seedlings that will someday be the architects of God's kingdom. But although they have amazing potential, these youth are already gardening for God. They've been planting the seeds of God's grace right here among all the different buildings in Rochester's kingdom. They are already serving Christ and already have stories to share. Throughout our WIC project, the youth worked hard to reach out to people in the city who most needed a smile and their support. They served meals, handed out groceries, weeded gardens, and led games, all to make Rochester a little bit closer to the kingdom of God. Seeds of kindness and grace they have planted are already starting to grow in our community. And bit by bit, each of their actions built up to make a big difference. I'm so glad of what our youth are already doing to share God's love and to be the church out in the world. These tiny mustard seeds of our plans last week become a tree of actions that help people all around Rochester. Take a look at the pictures we've shared out there after worship and talk to the youth after the service. Learn more about all the places they've been sowing the seeds of God's kingdom this week. I'm glad to have had this group for a week of learning and mission. For the last week, we shared parables from the Bible about the kingdom of God. So I'd like to share a few more parables, definitely not ones Jesus wrote, which may help connect the way that we serve Jesus today, the dreams that God has for the world. The kingdom of God is like a teacup full of baked beans. On Monday, we served up lunch at Salem, and we brought trays of food out to every guest there. The beans are served up in these little teacups so that each person gets just the right amount, hot and fresh. It isn't what you would expect from God, but it's delicious and filling and served with love by a group of youth and seniors from churches all across the city. It was the perfect beginning for the week to remember that the kingdom of God can surprise you and show up in unexpected packages. The kingdom of God was like a whole pallet full of asparagus. On Tuesday, we helped unload two trucks of groceries at the Calvary St. Andrews Food Pantry. FoodLink delivers the groceries early every Tuesday morning, and this week there were so many bundles of this firm, beautiful green asparagus that everyone who wanted it got some, and then more, and then a little more. We sorted through the groceries and handed out bag after bag of fresh produce to people in the South Wedge. No matter how much we gave out, there was always more to share. No matter how many people show up, there is always enough in God's kingdom. We got to share some of our city's abundance with the people who needed it most, and there's plenty more left over. The kingdom of God is like a bowl of temporary tattoos. On Wednesday, we went to the Episcopal home for a day of fellowship with seniors there. There was a carnival with clowns and balloons and a petting zoo, and our youth ran the carnival games. One of the most popular stations was the tattoo parlor. Our youth put temporary tattoos of frogs and ponies and baseballs on the seniors living in the Episcopal home. The tattoos were goofy, and they were fun. They led to lots of time where the youth held the seniors' hands to apply the tattoos. We had time to talk with each other, learn each other's stories. Sometimes the kingdom of God gives you a place to be joyful and silly together. We didn't worry about looking dignified, but just enjoyed getting to know the seniors and leading activities for them. The kingdom of God is like a cup of lemonade on a hot summer day. On Thursday, we split up and went to the garden at the homes of GPC members. We got to pull weeds, trim branches, and make sure each garden was beautiful. And after working in the summer heat, we got to share snacks with our hosts and their families. There is nothing like a cup of lemonade in the shade on a hot day, especially when you've been digging in the dirt. The kingdom of God is like the sweet relief of kindness and people taking care of each other. The kingdom of God is like a sunburn. On Friday, we made sure this worship service was ready for the day, and then we went out to Seabreeze and had a day of rest and relaxation together. And somehow at the end of that long day of roller coasters and water slides, some of us were a little brighter red around the ears than we expected. The kingdom of God sneaks up on you sometimes. It's changed so gradual you don't even notice it happening. All around us, we have examples of what God's kingdom is like. Some of it is gradual, hard work that we need to do to make God's dream for our community a reality. And some of it is already starting as tiny seeds that grow into huge trees and beautiful flowers. This week, look around you at the little things and the wonderful moments. See where God's kingdom is already being built. Pay attention to the seeds that you're planting. Make sure they have the potential to grow into something better than today. And when you notice the places where God's people are hurting, be one of the people who steps forward to help heal and repair the kingdom. I know I will be surprised by what blossoms out of our service together, and that with God's grace, the kingdom will be beautiful on earth just as it is in heaven. Amen. Now, our junior highs are just wrapping up their week of service, but our senior highs are getting ready to go out for a full week of service in Detroit. So will the youth and the adults who are going on the Senior High Work Project please come forward at this time? Come on up, crowd up here. Don't all get in front. What's it? The kids are supposed to be in front? Is that the deal? Will Spoon go to Michigan to work with the Presbytery of Detroit? We'll work with the Barnabas Youth Center to make a safe and fun place for youth in Detroit to go. We'll serve with the Motor City Blightbusters, clearing space for community building. And we'll work with Detroit Rescue Mission Ministries to provide a comfortable place for families to stay. Will you all pledge to be faithful workers, eager and willing to learn from the people we meet? If so, please say, "We will." As you build places to belong in Detroit, you also build relationships with each other, the people you serve, and the workers who will lead us. Will you seek to learn from each other, be patient and open to God's Spirit in our time together? If so, please say, "We will." Advisors, will you serve with dedication and encouragement, supporting each other as together we build a mission team that reflects God's peace? If so, please say, "We will." Youth, will you respect your advisors as they work to take care of you and support each other as we build God's kingdom? Respect, respect, really. As we work to build God's kingdom, both in Detroit and when we come back home to Rochester? If so, please say, "We will." Congregation, will you pray for us as we represent Gates Presbyterian Church in Detroit and be ready to hear about our experiences when we come back? Let us pray together. God, who journeys with us in all times and places, you were with our junior high team last week as they found the foundation of your kingdom in Rochester. Help this group of youth and adults find your Spirit already hard at work in Detroit. May we be filled with your energy so that we may be your humble servants and join in your mission. Keep us safe and in good health. Open us up to the wonders of your love so that we can share in your peace with the people we meet. May your grace be with us, and may you bless this week of ministry. Amen. All right, some of you can go back to your seats, but everyone who's going to Triennium better stay up here. So we are excited today to have two commissionings. We're going to commission these youth and advisors, the Presbyterian Youth Triennium. I was honestly not sure if Nancy was going to be here because she has to leave before all of us to be a small group leader. The rest of us are getting on a bus in this parking lot tomorrow night and driving the whole night to get to Indiana. We need your prayers. We're going to be joining thousands of other Presbyterians for a week of worship and learning and fun. This week will be a time for meeting new people and having new conversations. You promise to look for God's kingdom at Triennium, to be patient and kind with each other, and open to new ideas and activities everywhere we go. So please say we do. We will be just one part of this amazing gathering of youth and adults. Do you promise to respect the people we meet, to care for them, and share your ideas with them? If so, please say we do. Even after a very long bus ride, we are always part of this church. Do you, the congregation, promise to pray for us during our week and to hear our stories when we return? If so, please say we do. Let us pray. God, we commission these people to worship and learn about you. We know that everywhere we go, you are with us. Your love is not just something to be experienced, to be part of our active lives. And so you send us out to go and praise you. We give thanks for the people in our congregation who will come together to pray and laugh and cry and play. God, shape Triennium to be a life-altering, life-giving, unbelievably wonderful experience. May the joy, laughter, and challenges shared by those gathered together travel with them and carry them all the days of their lives. Amen. All right, now you can go back. Now comes the time that we get to share all of the wonderful things that bring joy to our life, all of the people that we love, that we want to lift up in prayer. Who has something that they'd like to share today and pray for?
Hi, Tracy Berkovich. Just an update on Jim's great nephew, Joseph, the trisomy 18 baby. He's made it to 14 months, which puts him in 5% of babies that have lasted that long and lived that long. Still a struggle. He is at home, but they're having trouble with his oxygen levels. So just continued prayers for them as they live each day as it is.
Hi, I'm Christy Stewart, and I just want to thank everybody for their prayers for Martha Head, my mother, who was in Unity Hospital after a fall where she broke her pelvis, and now she's at the Jewish home, and Dick has nicknamed her Timex because she takes a licking and keeps on ticking. She'll be 95 next month.
Jenny Smith, I want to give a special thanks to our fearless leader up here, Carson and Morgan and Sophia, for enhancing my garden beyond belief. You were such hard workers, and I just loved having you with us. Thank you.
Yeah, hi, I'm Mike. I have three extra tickets, if anybody would like them, for the Danielle Downey Golf Tournament that's going on at Brook Lee this afternoon, the final round. They're free.
Winnie Sweetman here. Louis Gracie, who is a longtime member of this church, had a knee operation on Monday. On Wednesday, he phoned to say he had a heart attack and would be moved to Rochester General for a triple bypass. He's asking for your prayers.
Hi, Bev Switzer. Many of the girls on the women's softball team will remember my granddaughter, Kaylee. Just prayers. Last weekend, her dad's house burned to the ground. Her dad and stepmom, he was able to get all of the people out of the house, but they lost two of the animals, but they have nothing left. So prayers for the family.
I just wanted to express gratitude for the people that are praying for my wife. I really appreciate that, and it's a long process, but if you would just keep praying for her, I would really appreciate it. Thank you. Judy.
Anything else to share? Let us pray together. God of new beginnings, remind us again that you are the beginning of who we are. Help us to make a fresh start and look again at the possibilities of your kingdom in our community. God of reconciliation, thank you for Jesus Christ, who enabled us to be reconciled to you. May we be reconciled to one another and to those around us. We ask for strength for those who need it most, those struggling with grief, with illness and addiction. May we feel your light, even in dark times. God of love, may all people realize that they are loved by you. Grant us the courage to be your force of love in a world that doesn't often want to hear it. Be with us as we strive to be good neighbors, and encourage us as we continue on our journey. We give thanks for people we love, who help us to see your kingdom on earth. We lift up the places where your people are hurting, especially in France. May they know your love and find peace. We lift up also Turkey. They may care for each other
We know that there are people who need to be fed before they can continue on their journey. For those who are weary, may they find comfort. For those who need your care, may they feel your grace. We also give thanks for the caretakers among us and ask that they remember to care for themselves as well. Encouraging Spirit, you came so that we would not be alone, but have your presence with us always. Enlighten us so that we may be your presence in times of need to others. Help us to be the friend to the ignored and the voice for the quiet. We give thanks for the gifts and experiences you have given us this summer. May we share graciously in life-giving hospitality with everyone that we meet. We ask all of these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught his disciples to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We know that all of the gifts we have come from God, and we are grateful. Let us give back with our tithes and offerings, and gracious thanks for all that God has given us.
Heavenly Father, please receive these gifts, a small portion of the abundance that you afford us. may be used in your service, that this troubled and terror-ridden world might come to know your beneficent love and light. And all this we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and our Savior. Amen.
God and serve your neighbor. Plant the seeds of God's love everywhere you go. You never know what amazing things are going to grow. May the blessing of God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.
Hey, Mike.